Hello.
Hello, Isonia Whitehead there.
Speaking.
Thank you. This is Phil. I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
54.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would that be very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
In which our country is headed?
Yes, the direction in which the country is headed. Are you with that very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
You're saying the way the country is headed, correct?
Headed, correct.
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thinking about the issues facing your country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two options: border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
All of those are important. Let's just say two and three.
Sorry, I could barely hear that. What was the option that you selected from all of these?
The second and third one.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs and fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Those are the second and the third one.
Oh, okay.
Would you like me to read them again as well?
Go ahead. How long is the survey, sir?
A couple of questions, more questions.
Okay,
I'll
go ahead.
I'll try to do it as fast as I can. Okay.
Border
security.
Fine.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving a student debt, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
Okay, so the third one, and let's say the sixth one.
Okay, thank you. And, well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. 100.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Correct.
-2.
Okay.
So 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
85.
Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
I don't know who that is.
And Republicans in Congress.
0.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Five.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off that if the election of presidents for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or independent Jill, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
More favorable.
Okay, would that be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
The fact that he's trying to keep our Social Security intact.
Thank you. And Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. He doesn't talk about what he wants to do.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in the community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the stagnant wages and raising costs.
Okay, so Donald Trump getting elected and white supremacy.
Okay. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that.
How many more questions? How many more? You told me it was only a couple more. We've gone through five more.
Oh, sorry. Well, an estimate might be like 10 questions more. I'll try to do it as fast as I can. We're just about to finish. We would really appreciate your opinion. Okay. Yes. So for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Rolling back rights?
Yes. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden.
Okay. And
but
would
you
Biden
rolling back, in other words, going backwards on rights and freedom?
Yes, in this case, it is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
No. So you're saying who would do better with that?
That is correct. Who would deal with that better, Biden or Trump?
Oh, Biden would.
Okay, and would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system.
I don't know.
Okay. And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Oh, Biden.
Would that
Donald
be,
Trump
and would Biden?
It.
Okay.
He would
Biden
do better with trying to eliminate it, if that's the same question.
Okay. And about Biden, would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Oh, a lot better.
Okay. Rising crime and violence.
Biden.
Would that be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Oh, Biden. Much better.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden. Much better.
Thank you. In general speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Would be much more favorable
the way handling what?
Yes. In general speaking, does President Biden's handling the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I would say less.
Okay, so would be, in this case, well, the options we have, much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Very fair, somewhat unfair, very fair, somewhat fair, somewhat unfair, or very unfair?
It was very fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Okay. And is that a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, X, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, other?
Probably TikTok, Instagram.
Okay, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative, you mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once a month.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What's the options again?
Nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any, none at all.
Oh, less than a half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Wait, what's the options again?
Urban, suburban, rural.
Urban? Suburban? Is that what you said?
Suburban?
Suburban.
Yes.
Yeah.
Urban?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
I'm sorry, we have connection issues. What was your answer again?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Good night.
Good night as well.